Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Scott Mills till 7 on Radio 1, or maybe not.
What?
It might not be till 7 today, because today is the end of the world.
Today's the end of the world?
Yeah.
How do you know this?
Well, this is actual news from an elusive group who live in Texas, and they're claiming that the end of the world is coming today.
Right. If they're elusive, have you got in touch with them?
I haven't got in touch. It's just been on the news.
Okay.
The House of Yahweh, they're called, and their leader, Yisrael Hawkins, says a nuclear holocaust will come today and only members of his group will be saved. All group members change their last name to Hawkins and live in the compound.
Are you sure you aren't reading something off the Darkness's website?
Justin Hawkins says the end of the world is today. They're all going to be fine, all the Hawkinses.
Right.
But we're all going to die in a horrible nuclear holocaust, so I don't know what time we're on till today.
Right.
So good luck with that.
Could have broken that a bit more gently to us all, do you not think?
Don't worry about it, though. He has predicted this twice before, and it's not actually happened.
Right. When else did he predict it?
A couple of times before.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Doomsday twice before.
Right.
Blimey, he's got a lot of wives as well. Yeah. So, why would you change your name to Hawkins if someone don't...
It's going to be the end of the world for him because all those wives have found out about each other.
Maybe. Why would you change your name to Hawkins just because some bloke tells you to? You've got to be pretty persuasive there, haven't you?
You were going to change your name to Bonkers yesterday.
Yeah, because we told you to.
Oh, God. That's true.
You could be in his cult.
I'm the kind of person that I'm so easily led that I could probably, like, if someone went, come and join my cult, change your name to Hawkins, I'd be like, all right then.
Can't see you having many wives.
Radio 1 podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello,
hi.
Who's that?
It's Angie from Northern Ireland.
Where in Northern Ireland are you, Ange?
I'm on the train on the way to Portadown.
Okay, how can I help?
I hope it's not the end of the world today. I've just bought cinema tickets for tomorrow night.
Oh, what are you going to see? What were you going to see?
The Happening.
Yeah. I quite like it that you're only worried about your cinema tickets, not your actual life.
I know. Well, I suppose maybe I should be worried about my holiday as well in a few weeks, so, oh well.
To be honest, I wouldn't worry about it too much because we predicted the end of the world before.
Well, not us.
Not us, but someone else has.
Yeah.
On someone else's advice, we put it out there.
I can't remember who that was. Who predicted that?
But it was the day before the X Factor final and people were, like, really worried that they'd miss it.
And Simon Cowell wasn't going to let the world end before the end of the...
That's how much power he's got.
That is how much power he has.
He stopped it. He was like, right, okay, darling, let's stop the end of the world. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Hi, it's Daz in Newcastle.
What are you saying?
Scott, I'd be devastated if it was the end of the world today because I'm due to go on a nice holiday tomorrow to Canada for a few days, Vegas for a few days, and then back to Canada for a few more days.
Oh, that'd be gutting, wouldn't it?
That'd be devastated.
If you died in a nuclear holocaust instead of going to Canada and Vegas.
Yeah. It'd be worse if we even set off and it happened.
Yeah.
I don't know what would be worse. Well, fingers crossed anyway. Radio
1. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
And now our 12-year-old football expert, Lloyd.
Hello.
You're okay?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. I know you liked yesterday's theme tune.
Yeah, it was good.
Today's is even better.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's from my favourite band at Download this weekend. In fact, my favourite new band, I think.
Okay, who's that?
They're called Big Linda. That's the name of the band. You're right, you're nerdy, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good band name.
It is a good name, isn't it?
Yeah. He's a football boy, little Lloyd, little Lloyd. He's a Stanton boy, little Lloyd, little Lloyd. Though he's the one still at school, he teaches Mills the offside rule. Little football boy, Lloyd, 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 Lloyd.
That
was quite good.
That's quite good.
That was really good.
Big fan of Big Linda now, yeah?
Yeah, I love them.
I hope they play that on stage at Download at the weekend.
So do I.
Now, yesterday I predicted, with your help, two winners in Portugal and Turkey, based on your facts, Lloyd.
Yeah, you did.
So let's have today's facts and hope I'm as lucky.
Yeah.
What's the first game?
Right, the first game is Croatia against Germany.
Ooh, okay.
Here's some facts for Croatia.
Yeah.
Croatian players Nico and Robert Kovac are brothers, like Gary and Phil Neville, but better looking.
Just be careful here, Lloyd.
Okay, Kev. Number two, they invented the hot water bottle.
Did they?
Yeah.
What, those two players?
No, Croatia.
The hot water bottle was invented in Croatia?
Yep. Number three, Dalmatian dogs come from Croatia. You like dogs, don't you, Chappers?
No, I hate them.
I quite like the sound of Croatia so far.
Based on which one? Mainly the hot water bottle, I'm thinking. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what's next?
Germany, number one. Over 1,500 different types of sausage were produced in Germany. They love them.
They love them, don't they?
They love a good sausage.
They love it.
Their captain, Michael Ballack's name, sounds a bit like...
Oi. No. Right, move quickly on to the next one.
Hamburgers actually originate from Hamburg.
Fact. Oh, I'm going with Germany, I think.
What do you predict the score to be, Scott?
2-0 to Germany.
Right. Why are you favouring Germany? Is it again the food thing?
It's the sausages.
Or is it the second fact?
It's the sausages.
Okay.
Yeah. And the second game, please?
Austria are playing Poland.
Okay. Give us the facts.
Austria. Vienna is in Austria. People from Vienna are known as Viennese. The German for Viennese is Wiener. This means that all people from Vienna are Wieners.
Okay, next.
Austria is just like Australia, but without the A and the L. Apart from that, the two countries are exactly the same.
In every way?
Yeah.
Okay.
And some facts for Poland. Poland is just like England, but with a bit less Polish people.
Next.
The most popular name for a dog in Poland is Buick.
Buick?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. People must like the name.
Do you know what it means?
No. Their coach, Bean Hacker, got his name after cutting up his vegetables badly one Sunday lunchtime.
Once again, I feel like I've learned a lot about football.
Yeah.
Who are you going for out of those two, then?
I'm going Poland.
What do you think the score's going to be, Scott?
It's going to be 3-1, Poland.
Ooh.
So based on Germany and their brilliant sausages and Poland being just generally great, I'm saying Germany and Poland will win today.
Yes.
Thank you, Lloyd.
Thank you, Scott.
Do you want your theme tune one more time?
Yes, please.
He's a football boy, little Lloyd, little Lloyd. He's a stat-on boy, little Lloyd, little Lloyd. So he's the one still at school. He teaches Mills the offside rule. Little football boy.
Podcasts.
Okay, let's get on with it then. You know the kind of guy who does bad things and wonders why his life sucks? Well, that was me. Every time something good happened to me, something bad was always waiting around the corner. Karma. That's when I realised I had to change. So I made a list of everything bad I've ever done, and one by one, I'm going to make up for all my mistakes. I'm just trying to be a better person. My name is Scott. Do you know what? I love my job, but not so much on a Thursday.
Do you know what was going through my head then was how much I love this bit? Because I love the look on your face as that theme starts, which is just...
As soon as it goes, I'm like, oh, no.
You just look... You kind of have to sit all the way through that theme tune looking massively uncomfortable.
Well, yeah.
Do you remember how this all started?
What?
My name is Scott.
Oh, yeah.
Go on, then.
I'm trying to make up for all the bad things I've done in my life. Get some good karma.
Because bad things were happening to you.
Yeah.
And you thought it was all down to you being quite a nasty person.
Not nasty. Just
cheekily horrible.
Sometimes.
Yeah. So you decided to put all the things right that you've done, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got another person that you have offended. Okay. Can you have a guess who this might be? Because, to be honest, the last one was Dave Pearce, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But there are still... an awful lot of people out there that you have caused offence to. In fact, I think, can you still go online and fill in a form? You can still go online and fill in a form if Scott has caused you any trouble at all or offence. You can fill that in and we'll investigate further.
Have I met this person before?
Have you met them? No, I don't know if you have met them, actually.
Okay. I've got no idea.
You don't know who this person is?
No idea at all.
Okay, then. Let's bring them in.
Okay. Hi.
Hello.
Have a seat, Kate.
Now, are you going to explain?
This is BBC newsreader Kate Silverton, who I know what I've done wrong already.
Well, maybe Kate can explain what you've done wrong.
Hello, Scotty.
Hi.
Yeah, what is this all about?
Well,
when were you last recording me drunk?
I just got some clips of you, and we slowed them down on the media player, mm-hmm. So you sounded a bit like this.
That means prices are shooting up before items even hit the shelves.
Misrepresenting me as a newsreader in such a way. Not only that, but I'm far more outrageous when I'm drunk.
Really?
Yeah. Have you ever read the news drunk?
No, I have not.
Not even like on
She's
local radio.
She's a BBC
newsreader. I'm a BBC newsreader. How fair. No, of course not. Although when I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and do breakfast, sometimes you are sort of so tired. That
still
it's
drunk.
Still drunk.
Oh, no, this is where I dig myself in even deeper. No. Scotty, no.
No, okay. Okay.
Do you want to know how you're going to pay for this, then?
Okay.
I've got two sets of envelopes.
Right.
Three of them are white.
Yes.
And three of them are brown. In each white envelope, there is a name. And in each brown envelope, there is a sentence or a phrase.
Okay.
Are you with me so far?
Yeah.
So you need to pick one white envelope and one brown envelope. And then we'll call up that person whose name is in the white envelope. And you have to tell them the sentence or the phrase in the other envelope.
Oh, that's awful.
No, right. So, for example, the name in the white envelope could be Becky.
Yeah.
And the phrase could be, I want to give you £1,000.
Okay.
So all you'd have to do is phone Becky and say, I want to give you £1,000. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
But can I go off the phone after I've said it?
Well, no, I don't think so, no. I think it's down to the other person on the other end of the phone to decide when the conversation finishes. Just one other thing.
Oh, no.
Just to make sure you do it, we have got the old electric dog collar, so that if you refuse to say any phrase, then we'll give you some pain. Actually, brilliant. We might get Kate to operate this.
I'm liking this.
Are you quite happy to do that?
Yeah.
Sat in the corner all the time and I didn't even see it.
This looks like some torture contraption.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is all your idea. You want a good karma, didn't you?
Yeah.
Right, we'll do it next.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
How are you feeling then?
Got a bit of a sweat on.
Have you? What,
yeah.
Already?
Yeah.
You wanted to make up for your sins, didn't you?
Yes.
You wanted some good karma.
Yes.
So you decided to repent.
Can I just flap myself one of these envelopes?
You feel free. That's such a good look.
Thank you. Especially in front of BBC newsreader Kate Silverton.
What are you repenting for?
I'm repenting for making a respected BBC journalist sound like a drunk.
Liking it. Thank you, Scott. Okay.
Anyhow. Right, so there are two sets of envelopes there.
Yeah.
You've got some white ones and some brown ones, yes?
Yeah.
Yes? Yeah. Three of white, three brown.
Yes.
In the white envelope, there's a name.
Yeah.
In the brown envelope, there's a sentence or a phrase.
Yes.
All you need to do is pick one white envelope, one brown envelope, and then we call up the person in the white envelope, and you have to tell them the sentence or phrase that's in the brown envelope. So, for example, in the white envelope could be my name, and in the brown envelope it could say, I'd love you to date my mum, in which case you'd have to ring me up and say, I'd love you to date my mum.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay.
Which she'd like as well.
Yeah.
Now, to make sure you're going to do it, you've got the electric dog collar on.
Yes.
Yes. And we just, and it is all strapped up. Nice,
yes.
And tight. Kate's going to be...
I've got the controls.
Kate's got the control. Can you just check that it's working?
I'm just going to check, okay.
Ah!
I did just turn it up a bit. I'm sorry.
Don't.
I'm sorry.
Are we all sure that that works?
Yes. Yeah, seriously, no one's more sure
that?
Than me.
Are you happy with that, Kate? Do you want to see if it works? Just one more time, see if it works.
Mm-hmm. Ah!
Good, right. Excellent, right.
Ah!
So that's working. Right, you've got the white envelopes and the brown envelopes. Could you pick a white envelope for me, please? Now open it, and what's the name on it?
Your boss.
Your boss. Okay.
Okay.
Now pick up the brown envelope, one of those.
This is all going to go wrong.
You really don't have a great deal of trust in the people you work with, do you? What does it say on there?
I've thought long and hard, and I've decided I want to be a woman. So I've got to call...
You've got to call your boss.
Which boss?
Ben.
Okay.
Is he going to be surprised by this?
I don't know.
I think he'll take it with a pinch of salt myself.
Do you think that... do I have to introduce myself?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, good. But it doesn't do withheld.
Hello, this is Ben Cooper. Please leave a message after the tone. Thank you.
Leave a message.
Please leave your message.
Do I get shocked if I say it?
To re-record your message, key hash at any time.
Hi, Ben. It's Scott Mills. Listen, I've thought long and hard, and I've decided, I just thought I'd let you know that I want to be a woman. So if you can call me back. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, you were
no.
so convincing.
Oh, no.
That was better.
You were so good.
Right, should we do another envelope?
Yeah.
He's got to do more.
Oh, yeah. You aren't really feeling sorry for him, are you?
I am a bit. He didn't do that anything that
bad. Oh, not Dave Pearce. But I've wronged him already.
Yeah, but this isn't wronging him. This is just ringing him up for a chat.
Oh, God. Sorry, I'll open the other envelope.
That is still working, isn't it, Cokie? Just check.
No, don't, please.
Just check it's still working.
Okay.
Oh!
That's a relief, that is.
Oh, no.
What, are you going to ring Dave Pearce up?
I hope you don't mind. I've written a song for you and then sing your love song to Dave Pearce.
Excellent.
Oh, another answer phone.
Are you ready?
Do I have to leave a message?
You do have to.
How are we going to do the song?
Well, I'm going to play the organ.
Please leave your message after the tone. To re-record your message, key hash at any time.
Oh, God. Hi, Dave. It's Scott Mills here. I hope you don't mind, but I've written a little song for you. Here it is. Took my hand, touch my heart, held me close. You were always there by my side. By my side. Night and day. Through it all. Dave, come what may. This love is unbreakable. It's unmistakable. Bye, Dave. Ow! Don't shock me when I've done the task.
I wanted time for you to have a big finale.
Sorry, Kate, I don't mean to shout in your company, but don't grab it off. Kate's in control, not you.
I wanted to have a big finale. Are we still on Dave's answer phone?
Ow!
Or are we disconnected?
Oh, can we just get this over with? Poor Dave, what's he going to be thinking now?
So that's two people you phone and two messages, both of which will be preserved for as long as they want to keep them on their answer phones.
Yeah, they could do stuff with them.
They could do an awful lot with them, particularly the one you left on management's phone. Do you want to do the final one?
Westwood. Okay.
Now, he normally answers his phone as well, so that's quite good.
Oh, good.
And the phrase...
No, I can't say that to Westwood.
What is it?
I'm falling in love with you.
But remember, if you don't say it to
don't him, please. Ow!
That's what happens. So you either say the phrase, which is
I'm falling in love with you,
or
oh!
What's that?
Stop that.
Ready?
I can't do this one.
You're going to have to do it.
I can't do it.
Kate's poised.
Hello.
Go on. Do it.
I can't do it.
Do it.
I can't do it. I can't do it. Ah! Ow! Ah! Ow! Oh!
No.
Ow, my arm. I couldn't bring myself to do that.
Why?
One. I don't know.
He already now, what's he
I think he
think?
Already thinks I'm a bit strange. Radio 1 Podcast. Thank you to BBC newsreader Kate Silverton. I think she's going to be on the news tomorrow now. I think she's gone home for the day. Mm. But just maybe watch her tomorrow and see if she's drunk.
No, now you're going to make it worse. She'll want to come back in.
So Westwood answers his phone, and this is what he hears.
Hello.
Go on. Do it. Do it. Do it.
I can't do it.
Do it.
I can't. can't do it! I can't do it! Ah! What would you think? And also, I've got to see him tonight. And Dave Pearce.
Oh.
Dave's going to be handing the phone around the pub. Listen to what Scott left on my answer phone message today.
And management as well.
Oh, God, they're going to be there as well.
Oh, there. You're going to have so much fun this evening.
It's a Radio 1 get-together with management and DJs tonight. And, yeah, that's going to be real good.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Was the land's landing, is it?
It hasn't. Not.
I think we're all right now, to be honest.
Don't say that.
Why?
Because it could still happen. It's still today. If you weren't listening earlier, there's some people, a group of people in Texas, claim that the end of the world is actually today. The House of Yahweh.
Yahweh?
The House of Yahweh.
Are you slowing yourself down?
Yahweh. And Yisrael Hawkins and all those other people, also called Hawkins, because they changed their last name to it.
But we established it wasn't the darkness.
No. Say that we're all going to die horribly, apart from them, in a nuclear holocaust.
Surely that would be tomorrow, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, I'm worried about the time zone, because if they're in Texas, aren't they? So maybe it hasn't already ended, we just don't know, but I don't know if they're in front or behind, are they?
They're behind.
How behind are they?
5 hours.
Right. So the world has already ended?
Maybe a hat.
And we don't even know.
I'd love it if that was the case.
Are we the only people alive?
Just the
four. Well, we're in the basement, so we don't know, really.
We don't know.
We?
Like, we're just. Oh, my God.
Just the four or five of us down here. And when we go.
Can we say, like, whatever the hell we wanted now?
When we go upstairs and out, London will be like that film, if I could remember.
28 Days Later.
Yay!
Yeah!
They're still playing football on the TV, but that might be one of those pre-recorded loops they put out for people. You know, like on 24, where they change
Europe,
the CCTV.
Though? Is that in Europe?
Yeah, that's in Europe.
Well, that's in the future as well, then, isn't it? Like we are.
So that leaves me, you, and Chappers to keep the entire human race going.
I'm not doing it.
Away you go, Scott.
I'm all right, thanks.
Me too.
I'm a bit scared.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, it's Download this weekend. 3 days of rock and then even more rock. And nobody is more rock than Radio 1's Daniel P. Carter. Hello.
Hello.
You right?
Yeah, I'm a bit scared by that introduction.
Sorry. There is none more rock, though. Would you agree, Shappers?
None more rock.
None more rock. You're going to be there all weekend, aren't you, at Download?
I am.
Okay. For anyone that's not been before, like ourselves, explain what it's all about. What happens?
You know, it's a three-day festival, predominantly rock and metal, you know, that kind of shenanigans.
And you're taking Fern and Reggie?
Yeah, they're going to be there. They're going to be doing a show 4 till 7, I think.
They've called it the Rock Quest. Rock Quest.
It's good job you're not presenting it, because you can't even say it.
The Rock Quest show, which I think is very clever.
Clever.
Yeah, it's very clever. How will they find it, do you think?
You know, I'm sure it'll be fine. You know, it's going to be a good time, I think. I think, you know, there's a few sights there, and, you know, they might get a bit scared wandering about in the crowd and that, but, yeah, it'll be a good time.
That'd be a good listen, I think. Who are the big acts on this year?
The three headliners. Kiss are doing the Friday, The Offspring are doing the Saturday, and Lost Prophets are doing the Sunday.
Do you know my favourites are? Big Linda.
Big Linda. You like Big Linda,
really
do you?
Really do, yeah. They've done us a little jingle, actually.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
For our football expert. Now, I said earlier that there is none more rock than Danny P. Carter off the Radio 1 Rock Show, but...
And we all agree on that.
Well, maybe we don't. We're going to find out now who is the most rock. Is it Radio 1's Daniel P. Carter, or is it Chappers?
Now, why are you playing YMCA there?
It's just a little theme.
Hey, you're the one who has a Red Indian outfit, not me.
Let me ask you, Daniel, how rock does Chappers look to you?
Well...
Well, you know, you could probably pass at several gigs.
There you go.
What gigs?
Big Linda.
Yeah. And any others?
I'll have you know, last year there was a plan for me to introduce Orange Goblin at Download on stage.
Wow.
Unfortunately, dates clashed.
I know the Goblin well. They're a good bunch of lads. You'd have had a good time with them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think they might have eaten me alive.
Yeah, possibly.
Can I just ask you both, how many tattoos have you got?
Counting them up, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Chappers?
None.
Okay.
It's not about the tattoos, though.
It's not about the
tattoos. I did think about having the 99 treble winning side on my wanger, but I decided.
I bet you're glad you didn't know that.
I am, yeah.
I bet the tattooist was pretty glad as well, to be honest.
Isn't hindsight a beautiful thing?
Isn't it really?
It really is. Now, this is our game. It's very simple. I've got some lyrics here, okay?
Okay.
You just tell me if they're from a band playing at Download this weekend, or are they from a boy band who get like bottles of wee thrown at them if they went anywhere near Download,
I can see where this is going. Go on.
Do you think you know your rock bands from your boy bands? Let's find out in rock band or boy band. Okay, I'm going to give each person three lyrics read out by Radio 1 newsreader Anna Lee. Who should we go first with, do you think? Daniel? Let's go Daniel first. Okay, right, here are your lyrics.
Okay.
Rock band or boy band?
Well, it's feeling right now, so let's do it right now, praying that somehow you will understand the way.
What do you think?
I don't know. It sounds kind of boy band. If you were dancing, singing it, it could be quite boy band.
Well, are you going boy band?
Yeah.
It's Westlife. Okay, Chappers.
Yeah.
Rock band or boy band?
It hurts. Oh, so sore. I'm torn. Now I'm torn. I've been far away.
This is actually... These are actual lyrics,
What we can do, right, if you need to practice a bit to get it in your head of whether it's rock band or boy band, I don't want you to lose.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you can have a little practice. So here's the lyrics.
Right.
Go on.
No, it hurts. Whoa, so sore. I'm torn. Now I'm torn. I've been far away.
Okay, now try this.
Oh, it hurts. It hurts. I'm so sore. I'm torn. No, it's boy band.
You think it's boy band?
Yeah.
You're saying boy band?
Yeah.
It's Bullet for My Valentine.
A bad start.
It's not a good start. Okay. Daniel, your next one.
For you? No way. For you? No way. So if you don't rate, just overcompensate.
Boy band?
You're saying boy band.
I don't recognise them. This is probably like, you know, my sham of rock credentials are like, you know, be exposed.
That's spring, okay.
This is quite hard.
It is hard.
Yeah.
Okay, Chappers, you're next.
Deep within my soul, I feel nothing's like it used to be. Sometimes I wish I could turn back time.
That has to be boy band. That only a boy band could use turn back time. It has to be a boy or Cher.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's Backstreet Boys. Okay, so we're on...
That is worrying that I recognise Backstreet Boys lyrics.
We're on one each. Okay, Daniel.
You hit me right between the eyes. I should have listened to my mama done told me. You sent me soaring to the skies. Ain't going to listen to my mama done told me.
I have no idea. I don't recognise that, but then that's probably me. I'll say rock band.
You hit me right between the eyes.
Sure?
No, I'm not sure. Boy band. There you go.
Yeah. A1, be the first to believe.
Are A1 not playing Download?
No, they're not this year.
The Wii would be thrown.
Wouldn't it?
If they were still together. Okay, enough of that. Okay.
So it's all on this?
It's all on this. Just it.
You win some, lose some, it's all the same to me. The pleasure is to play.
I'm going to say rock.
You're saying rock.
Because they don't rhyme.
Right.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, it's a good thing when they don't rhyme.
Sure you're saying rock?
Yeah, rock.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Motorhead. So we'll call that a draw, shall we?
Does this mean I'm going to Download?
Yeah.
Yep, you get to sit in the mud for 3 days.
2-2. That was well done, Chappers. Daniel, obviously well done, but I'm shocked.
Not as shocked as I am.
Podcast. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Nicola.
Nicola, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
And where are you? I'm trying to picture it.
At the moment, I'm in Preston, so nowhere exciting.
Don't be saying that about Preston.
Sorry.
We've had some nice times in Preston.
Some of the best nights of my life in Preston. How can I help?
Basically, I just wanted to tell you about my boyfriend. It's not me, but every time we go on holiday, he always meets someone he knows. So, I know. We've been to Magaluf, we've been to Gran Canaria, and we met someone. We've been to Belfast, and we just, everywhere we go, it's terrible. It just makes me feel really left out, because I'd never meet anyone I know. It's silly.
And are they all interesting people that he meets?
Well, one of them actually had a speedboat in Gran Canaria, so it worked out really well. We got to go out on that.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Generally quite annoying, though.
Yeah, the rest of the time, yeah. When you've got to go and sit and talk to them, and I've no idea who they are, but yeah. John does, and it's the right thing.
But if it's on a speedboat, you're not complaining?
No, that works quite well, so. Goes both ways.
I love you.
Thank you, I love you, Scott.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, is that James?
It is, yep.
James, are you one of those people?
I'm not, no, but my ex-boss was.
Right.
She went on a holiday to the south of France when she was supposed to be on sick leave and met someone that she's worked with.
Oh, rubbish. Not someone in management.
Yeah, someone out there. They're both department heads, and yeah, she met them there, and they never spoke about it since.
Oh, dear.
Oh, what goes on? What goes on the tour stays on tour.
The rumour went round.
Did it?
Yeah.
I love that. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Who are you?
Mike.
Hi, Mike. Where are you?
I'm in Chipham in Norfolk.
Okay. How can I help?
I was phoning with regards to people who you always meet when you're on holiday.
Yes.
Well, I ran somebody over and then sat next to them on a plane on the way to holiday one year.
Actually ran them over in your car?
Yeah.
What, and where were you going on holiday?
I was going to Bulgaria skiing.
And they were...
did they recognise you?
Yeah, they did.
Did they?
What did they do?
Looked down into their lap for almost the entire flight.
Did you try and strike up a conversation with them?
I did ask him if he knew who I was.
And he said what?
And he just said yes. And that was it. That was the total conversation we had.
I don't recognise you. You're not in the bonnet of my car. How badly did you run this person over, please?
Well, I was just driving down a one-way street and he came running out into the road, straight into the front of the car, did a stuntman roll across the front of the car.
Did a stuntman roll? Even though he wasn't a stuntman?
Yeah.
Mm. Did you not just think about, instead of, do you know who I am, saying, I'm really sorry?
It wasn't my fault.
maybe
I wasn't in the wrong.
I was on the road and he was on the road.
That's like when I ran some over, that's the same.
Yeah, but you drove off.
I didn't drive off. Don't be saying that on the radio. I didn't drive off. I had to find a suitable place to park the car.
17 miles away.
No. But there were people knocking on the window going, Oi, don't drive off. We've got your registration number. I wasn't going to drive off. I'm aware that I've just hit somebody. I'm not going to drive off. I just was in the way of other traffic, and therefore I had to pull over. Round the corner.
In a drive, so nobody can see where you've gone. Radio 1 Podcasts.
And now it's time for our pointless survey of the week. We've been asking people out on the... just out on the street, actually.
Yeah.
I should say of the UK. But
well, they are of the UK.
They are of the UK. They're just outside Radio 1.
Mm-hmm. That is part of the UK.
Yeah. The top mistakes people make at the start of a relationship. I quite like it that people have been texting in with theirs already on 81199. Now, it's a bit of play along at home fun, and I'm going to ask you, Chappers and Becky, for the top five answers and see if you get anywhere near, all right?
All right.
Top mistakes people make at the start of a relationship. You first, Becky.
Getting really drunk in front of them.
Yes. It's not on the list.
Oh.
But...
Maybe that's just me.
We've all done it. There's nothing worse. No, there's nothing worse than when, like, they're not really drunk and you kind of are.
Yeah. Mm.
I'm not speaking from experience. I've just heard that is a bad
really?
Thing to do.
Yeah. It's quite bad when they turn up having said that you've had nothing to drink and you're lying on the pavement.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Excellent.
That was the night I went out with you.
Well, there we are.
That's quite good.
Let that be a lesson to you.
Well, that was one of your dates.
No.
No, she said to him, oh, no, I don't need to drink. And she was actually lying on the pavement.
Oh, right,
but she's not proud of it.
Okay.
No. Okay, what about you?
Is it being very so noisy at kissy-kissy that a neighbour has to put the washing machine on to drown out the sound?
No, but once again, tell us about that.
Becky, over to you.
No, move on.
All right. Another one?
Telling them you love them too soon. That's got to be on there.
is the number one answer.
Oh, my God.
Number one answer. Listen to this.
Some guys are just, like, they're too fit, basically, when it comes to a relationship with a girl. They want the marriage and everything's so quick and the girl can't handle that. And most guys need to do what girls do and play hard to get.
Is that a bloke thing, then, telling them that you love them too soon?
Oh, I thought it'd be a girl thing.
So yeah, did I.
I definitely thought it would be a girl thing.
Mm. The only thing I'd say is probably just not to be too clingy quite early on. Yeah, not being too clingy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a good look.
Bad thing in start of a relationship is just telling her that you love her so soon.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, I think.
Bad thing in start of a relationship is just telling her that you love her so soon.
So soon, he's done that, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has, definitely.
Okay. Next guess.
Ordering too much bread.
What?
Ordering too much bread.
Why?
That's what Thingy did, wasn't it?
Yeah. Stuart the bread guy.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
his whole problem.
Okay, next.
Yeah. Do you remember your old show?
Yeah, but that's not gonna, let's be serious, that's not going to be on the list, is it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know who you spoke
the
to.
The top mistakes people make at the start of a relationship, ordering too much bread, probably not going to be on there.
Can I just point out that, not that this is in any way similar, but Vernon isn't this aggressive when he does similar quizzes as the quiz master, when people give silly answers. He doesn't kind of threaten them in the way that you're doing. Just okay. thought I'd make that point.
Farting or burping in front of them.
I bet you've done that, haven't you?
No. Bodily noises of any kind. Being sick. No.
Is that... I think so. Give that to
people
her.
Are quite open-minded, aren't they?
Okay. Yeah, I'll let you have that one. Going to the loo in front of them, which is kind of similar.
I also point out, Vernon doesn't try and mouth the answer at the contestant if she's close but not quite there.
I don't use the toilet in their house for the first couple of months because I don't like them to see that side of me.
Well, everyone goes to the loo, love.
No, but it is weird, though. You do, like, put the telly up a bit louder or, like, put loads of paper in the toilet.
And how long does that last?
A couple of weeks. No, I don't know. A few months.
I think it's a few months.
A few months, would you say?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll just go whenever.
Yeah, men do. Girls get quite really nervous about it, though.
Mm. Yeah. Right, any others?
Yeah, asking them how many people they've slept with.
Ooh.
Is not on the list, but is a good one.
Thanks.
Oh, God, it's getting hard.
Think about when you're talking to them. And it's like...
Getting their name wrong.
Is not on there, but also a very popular one on the text, the ones we're getting.
Saying that their parents are hot.
Or meeting their parents too soon, or wanting to meet their parents too soon.
Once again, Becky!
This is really bad for me. This looks really bad for me, doesn't it? How do I know all these?
That's on the
this
list.
This is wrong.
First time I met my boyfriend's parents, I ended up projectile vomiting all over his parents' bedroom at home, and it was red wine, and something went on the wallpaper, so that's a bit of a problem with me in relationships.
Why was she in the parents' bedroom? Why was she in the parents' bedroom?
Because she felt really ill, obviously.
She was nicking the jewellery. Or even worse, using the bed.
I would have gone for using the bed rather than nicking the jewellery.
Yeah, she felt ill.
Any more guesses? Top mistakes people make at the start of a relationship. There's a really, really obvious one you're missing.
Charlotte is Southend-on-Sea says wetting the bed, but I don't think that's common.
It's not on there.
She dreamt she was going to the toilet and actually was in his actual bed.
Oh,
that's really sad.
There's a real obvious one.
Mm.
But they don't like you talking about if you're with them. New relationship.
Exes?
Well, hang on a minute. I kind of said that.
How?
He said, yeah, how many people you've been out with before.
Okay,
fine.
All right.
You just give Becky all the points.
Becky, congratulations. You've got it again. Here's the people that talk about their ex all the time.
I was caught with one, with my ex, in a shopping mall. So she dumped me right there.
Right. So see, you got dumped for meeting up with an ex. Is that wrong?
Get dumped for meeting up with them? No, not if you're still friends with them.
Exactly. But some people get really
some
funny
people
about
get
that.
Depends very if they're jealous
better,
and
depends
possessive.
If they're better looking. That's what it comes down to, I think.
How shallow.
Well, no, it's true.
Is that all of them done, or can we still guess?
Go on, then.
Are we still guessing?
Well, you can still guess. I need to say something, though. It's not just your ex that you should bang on and on about. Listen.
Talk about my affection and my love for Robbie Williams and David Beckham. That was quite embarrassing.
So he's at the start of a new relationship. Everything's going well. Could you please stop saying how much you like Robbie Williams and David Beckham, please? It's really, really annoying me. There's one more on the list.
Talking too much.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you.
Picking your nose.
No.
Picking your ears.
No.
Oh.
You spend all your free time with her.
Really?
Yeah, that's on the list.
Hey, I don't get. I don't.
No,
what?
You've got to be able to do other stuff.
That was
as
the
well.
Number. Oh, that was the number two answer on the list.
What's interesting is all the way through this, Becky's boyfriend's been MSNing her.
But to do with him. This show is us, a completely show random us. Quiz. You can't read it out on the radio. It's
no,
too
I can't.
Wrong.
Cause it's just incredibly rude.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Right, this is where I tell you about what's on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast, which is online now at bbc.co.uk/radio1. And what normally happens is someone will unplug the monitor that I'm reading it off of to make me sound like a goon.
Right.
So today I've written it down. So in your face. Get off! Don't take my paper away, you cow! Right.
No!
Malcolm Bonkers is on there. Also, more Becky's classifieds.
You've got one tiny little scrap of paper left in your hand after Becky's ripped it all up.
Would you flirt to get £1,000? What does that say? Slowing celebs down to make them sound drunk. Lloyd and his theme tune. And me hanging out with Danny Minogue.
We're so childish, aren't we?
Yeah. That's all free now. It's called Scott Mills Daily.
It looks like a rabbit's hutch. There's so much paper.
Available at bbc.co.uk.
It's not fair what they do to you, man.
No, it's not. Right, it's Zane's on now. You, seriously.
It's not fair what they...
Don't take my... Fade me out.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.